BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's Dev and Greg James together. Can you believe it? On Real or No Real. Another listener calls up for some help regarding a girl who confusingly has two name badges at work. And Chris is off to a stag do in Berlin, but his girlfriend's dad is also going. What's the rules there then?
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Thank you, Clara. Yes, I'm so up for this weekend. How about you? Pretty nice weather in a lot of the UK as well today. I've got loads of summer tunes coming up for you. Some of them might surprise you, but I think that's going to work. Bear with me. I'm riding solo today because Chris is on a stag do. Lol.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look, it's not as hot as 2 days ago, but I'm still interested in seeing your car temperatures today, please. There's nothing I like better than a dashboard with like a 22 or 23 on it. This is Joe Stone and Montel Jordan. The Party, This Is How We Do It. And that is your track of the day. It's out end of July, if you want to get that. Perfect for the summer, isn't it? Okay, so you know that Grimmy does have a story about everyone. So I just played Kid Rock all summer long. And I'd like to shout out to Grimmy's friend, Gillian. He says this is fine to do on the radio. Gillian, who did a while ago snog Kid Rock because it was a bet from Grimmy. Grimmy paid £100 to see that happen, and it did.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Radio 1 text and Twitter is all just car dashboards now. We've got Teesside on 24. That's from Michael. 30 from Dan in Basingstoke. 27 hot degrees in Bath from Ben. 26 from Matthew in Devizes. Lewis in Sutton Coalfield's got 28. And Michael in Newcastle, you win 34.5. Ooh! This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. I'm saying the wettest innuendo bingo of 2015 so far was yesterday with Geordie Shore's Vicky Patterson. She was such a good sport. What a brilliant game. Eamon Holmes is once again being brutally honest to one of the callers on this morning.
It's really hard to meet, or, you know, it seems very hard to meet a genuinely nice person that is looking for a long-term
relationship. But, Kerry, you don't have any grass. Your back garden's bald at the minute.
The clean-up operation afterwards was quite ridiculous. She was lots of fun. That's on the Radio 1 YouTube right now. Also on there, the wetness when Grimmy played. It's always good when Grimmy plays. David Hasselhoff, he didn't quite get it, but it's still quite funny. Aston Merigold and Joe from Sigma, they're all on the Radio 1 YouTube channel for you to have a look at now. But check out the Vicky one when you can. Really good yesterday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Anna and Rich right now are so hot in their van, they're driving in their underwear. That must be a sight to see as you go by. 6 hour journey from Cornwall to Canterbury for a wedding. But it's fine because they're in their underwear. Georgina's been on saying, where is Chris on his stag do? I am living in Berlin. Do you need me to cause any trouble? Yes, he is going to be in Berlin, but I think I'm sorted for now. If I need anything, though, I will let you know. You'll be the first. That's Cracks and Conan and Freak of the Week on BBC Radio 1. Mills here. Yes, it's Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Gina and Debbie are on the M5. 200 miles to go, but they are loving this music today. That's a bit of you, Mills, says Michael. She's just finished college. Yes, it is. Lucy in Oxford is enjoying that because she's got 26. And we've got stuck in traffic on the A14 towards Leicester, getting a little bit of sunburn on the left arm and the thighs. It is Julie, really liking the summer songs today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Minnie's been on. Hi, Minnie, says, perfect afternoon. Sunbathing, got some beer on ice, listening to Mills on Radio 1. So Chris is not here today. Got a day off. Let's ring him, actually, because I know he's got this stag do, and there's something about this stag do that he's, I think he's struggling with a little bit.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got a stag do tonight and tomorrow?
Yeah, so away on the stag do today, ridiculously excited, it's good. Basically, we're at Paddington Station, getting ready to head towards Heathrow to then go to Berlin.
Did you have a nice lie-in?
Lovely lie-in.
Oh, yep, lovely.
Yep. It's all good. Yeah, it's a very special day. It feels weird not being at the radio today.
I know. Well, I'll see you on Monday. We're on the breakfast show, aren't we?
Oh, yeah, true. It just feels like I'm bunking school.
But I know what you mean. You kind of are.
Stag do this this afternoon, this evening. I've only ever been on one stag do, and it was rubbish.
Why?
Well, it was in Las Vegas, and everyone fell out. It all went really wrong. But this one looks really good. I mean, we're going to a foreign climate.
Here's the interesting twist on this stag do, though. Your girlfriend's dad is going.
Yeah, this is the tricky thing, because obviously I want to go and fully enjoy myself. Aware that my girlfriend's dad is going along, because right. He's the father of the bride. Not that I'm getting married, no. But, you know, it's the sister's wedding.
Yeah, so it's your girlfriend's sister that's getting married, but therefore, obviously, the dad is still there. And you've been getting some emails this week, right?
I've been getting these emails, right? And I've not really replied to them, because I'm never sure how to reply to them. It's a bit like when you get an email from your boss, you've got to be a little bit careful about how you reply.
Mm.
But the weird thing is with his emails, he sounds like he's well up for it, like really up for it. And I don't know if he's just overcompensating to try to fit in, or if he actually means
go for it.
That we should go for it. My worry is, I obviously don't want to disgrace myself.
No, you do not. Now, I've got the email here from your girlfriend's dad. If I just read this. Hi, everyone. Me and Big Joe are looking forward to the weekend. Hope you're all prepared. Let's make this massive. Don't hold back because I'm there.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So I got that email and I thought to myself, that's, you know, very good of him to say. But does he really mean what he's saying, or is he just saying it in an email to try and... Because you know me, Scott. You know me better than anyone. If I am to let it all go and just go for it... would that be a good or a bad thing?
Yeah,
to do,
I mean,
in front of your girlfriend's dad.
I don't know. I think it just depends on how far you let it all go.
Yeah, so
it's really a tricky
sure.
one. This
it's a tricky one because obviously I just want to be in the right mind frame for this stag do. I'm all up for absolutely losing it in Berlin, but the flip side to that is I feel like I've got his permission, but I'm not sure whether to believe it or not.
Right, okay, I get it. Who's Big Joe, by the way?
Big Joe. So he's my girlfriend's dad's best friend, who's now coming along on this stag do.
Oh, right, so you've got the dad there, and also best friend of dad also there.
Yeah, he's quite an intimidating character. For one, he's massive. Do you know what I mean? And I thought he was always there. Like, the first time I met my girlfriend's dad, he was there. And generally, his role is to scare people like me away. He's very intimidating.
Okay, intimidating in what way?
The first time I met him, the first thing he did was look me kind of up and down. I went to go shake his hand. He just said, what was the line? He said, you're not a big man, are you?
Oh.
That was the first thing he said to me.
Okay.
Do you know what he does for a living? He's an extra in loads of TV shows, but he's always cast as sort of the villain. like Bill Mitchell's like gangster buddy.
No way.
Yeah. And like bodyguard roles and things like that. He's always on.
That's brilliant. Is that his job?
Yeah, it's his job.
Right. Are you with the girlfriend's dad and Big Joe at the moment?
I'm not, no. They've got on a different flight. They're flying from another airport, so...
Do you want me to, like, because obviously it's hard to, when you're, you know, when you're the person that's kind of involved, it's hard for you to ask the question. Do you want me to find out for you what's going on?
Not particularly, no. But you haven't got his number.
But I do, because as you know, I quite regularly text your girlfriend.
No.
So I've actually got Martin's number. It's Martin, isn't it?
Might be.
It is Martin, because I've got the number.
How'd you get the number?
From your girlfriend.
You got off your girlfriend, didn't you?
Yeah.
Stop messaging my girlfriend.
All right, so I'm just going
to... I don't think there's much need to call him. If you call him...
No, but then I can find out what the actual rules are, because on the email it says go for it.
An issue.
You don't know whether you can go for it or not, and I want you to have peace of mind before you get off that...
No, you're going to stress me out now. I don't need this today. This is going to be a special day.
No, but I think you need to know before you arrive in Germany.
No, I don't need to know. Don't call him.
I'll let you know what happens.
No, don't.
I'm going now. Bye.
Him. No, Scott. Hello? Don't call him. Scott? Oh, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I've just spoken to Chris, who's normally on the show, but he is on the way to a stag do in Berlin tonight, which is interesting. Now, his girlfriend's dad is also at the stag do. And Chris isn't sure how to behave. I mean, what are the boundaries there, you know, when your girlfriend's dad is also at the stag? The girlfriend's dad in the week has emailed to say, everyone, just relax and enjoy yourself. Don't worry that I'm there. Just be yourselves. Chris doesn't quite know what to make of that and doesn't know what the boundaries are. So I thought, what better way than, you know, to do what I normally do and step in here. So I'm going to call Martin right now, the dad of Chris's girlfriend, and see what the boundaries actually are. Here we go.
Hello?
Martin, it's Scott Mills here.
Hi.
Hello. I know you're at the airport at the moment. I'm calling on behalf of Chris Stark.
Yes.
Your daughter's boyfriend. You know him, right?
I do, yeah.
Right, okay. I know that you are both together on a stag do this weekend for the fiancé of your other daughter who's getting married.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, Chris has read the email that you sent, and he's a little bit concerned about how to behave in Berlin this weekend.
Okay.
Because the email, I've got it here, it says, "Hi everyone, me and Big Joe are looking forward to the weekend. Hope you're all prepared. Let's make this massive. Don't hold back because I'm there. Martin."
Exactly right. And Big Joe sat next to me, actually, and he's very excited.
Oh, okay. Big Joe's with you there now, is he?
He's here.
Right. Obviously, Chris is going to see you in a few hours in Berlin. Just so that there's no awkwardness, I mean, can he be totally relaxed around you?
Of course he can, yeah.
He can?
There is a difference with this one, because what happens in Berlin doesn't necessarily stay in Berlin.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Is it like a massive test, Martin?
Well, it will be, of course. I'm not sure he realises that, but that's certainly the way I see it.
Right, OK. So just to clarify, even though what happens in Berlin stays in Berlin, because you're the dad of the daughter that he's dating, that's probably not the case.
Well, there's no blind eye turn here, is there?
Right, okay, good. Well, I'm just sussing this out. So it's definitely not no holes barred, Martin.
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh, it is?
Got it for myself and Big Joe, of course.
Oh, but not for Chris.
Well, he's really got to chaperone us and make sure we get back okay and basically be an all-round good guy. My daughter's boyfriend, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Now, obviously, I've called as a friend of Chris. Would you prefer if I didn't pass on that this is a massive test?
I think that's best.
Okay, right. So it'll just be our little secret. Yeah.
Our little secret, absolutely. And I'm sure he'll tell you all about it when he gets back.
All right. So I don't tell him that when you said he can be relaxed around you, that's definitely not the case.
No, we don't give him any forewarning, you know.
Okay, all right. Okay, I get it.
I've got to keep an eye on him.
Yep, okay, I've got it. Thank you very much. Say hi to Big Joe.
I will do, definitely.
Bye.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it is a test. Now, those of you who listened to the show before probably will know what I'm about to do now. Let's just call Chris back. Is it ringing? I need to tell Chris exactly what's going on.
Hello?
Me.
Right, what's going on?
Right, I just spoke to Martin.
I'm dead against what you've just done.
Right, it's happened. Listen, it's absolutely fine, mate.
I can't listen to the radio at the moment. So what's going on?
Right, I called Martin. He said, just let yourself go.
Right. And he was fine with that phone call, was
he?
Yeah,
absolutely fine. He said, nice of you to call and that. And he's just like, he's going to go for it, so you might as well. Big Joe said the same.
Okay, so fine. So there's absolutely nothing to worry about.
Nothing.
Just be yourself and nothing will... What happens this weekend will stay with this weekend.
Absolutely no consequences whatsoever.
Weirdly, for you, I thought you were going to do me over here, but that is actually peace of mind.
Does that make you feel better?
Well, it does a little bit, because it sort of confirms what I was thinking.
But listen, you don't get to go away that often, so just go out there and just go for it, mate.
Okay. Well,
I want to hear stories about, like, goats being in your hotel room.
Yeah. Well, I did have some plans. Okay. Yes, okay, great.
All right?
Yes, okay.
Do you feel better now?
Well, it does feel like a weight's been lifted off the shoulders.
I'm just surprised because normally with you, there's a negative outcome.
Absolutely not. And, go and have a great time. I can tell you that it's definitely, from Martin's point of view, it's not a test.
Wicked. Well, we're meeting him in Berlin in a few hours' time, so I might just get on with it now.
I would get on it. I would get straight on it.
Cool. Okay.
All right, cool. I'll see you on Monday then. Have a good one.
Cheers, mate.
Let me know. Text me anything that happens.
Will do. All
see you later. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Scott Mills.
I'm getting a mixture of quite a lot of love for what we just did and also obviously a fair amount of unpleasant comments. It's you that I've been waiting to find. Cracking Up says Amy Grace. You're evil, says Paul. Oh, I'd love to have you as a friend, says Lee. Look, it's all fine. He'll have a good time. I'm getting called things that I can't read out at the moment. Carl Truckee in Bournemouth says it's beautifully cruel. You're supposed to look out for him. He's your friend. He is my friend. He'll understand it on Monday. It's balance, isn't it? Classic thing to say when you may have gone a bit too far. It's all going to be fine. Like, what's the worst that could happen, really? Actually, what is the worst that could happen? 8 double 1 double 9. Still, when you play that, even to this day on Radio 1, you still get people texting in going, butter my shoes. Calvin Harris, I'm ready for the weekend on Radio 1. Classic Harris. Classic Harris, that. I'm also really enjoying Calvin's tweets about his girlfriend at the moment. It's almost like he can't believe it himself. And their classic kind of quite new relationship tweet, today's one, she can cook too. Picture Taylor Swift there using an outdoor barbecue. The Scott Mills Daily. Hayley.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yeah, I think the sun's got to me a little bit because I just have played Beartooth, a band from Ohio, quite heavy rock, straight into the Ketchup song by Last Ketchup.
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, yeah, that always happens on your show. Yes, it does.
Nothing special.
You've got a reason to celebrate this weekend, right?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Go on then, tell me.
I just found out that I've passed my first year law exams at uni.
Oh, yeah. Do you want a fanfare?
Yeah,
yeah,
yes,
you
please.
Do. Congratulations. Do you feel relieved?
Thank you. I do. Oh, I was so scared.
Where
and
are you?
Also, another reason to celebrate, it's mine and my boyfriend's 2-year anniversary tomorrow.
Yes. Is he with you now?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, I have another one. Yes. What's his name?
Charlie,
okay. What are you doing in the weekend? Are you going away or something?
Yeah, we're just arrived in Devon and we're going surfing and stuff the weekend.
Oh, amazing. So. Have a really good time and well done.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
Len. Good one, though. Still My Sunshine on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Emily says, oh my God, these songs make me want a pool party so bad. Have you got a pool, then? I'm so jealous. Every single year when it gets above, like, 20 degrees, we get some of our posher listeners, like, texting and going, oh, I'm just going to go and relax by the pool later. All right. And rub it in. Also, can I ask, is that a raised pool or a pool that is sunk into the ground? Because raised, I heard a whole Australian radio show once where they completely slagged off anyone that had a raised pool. It's not the thing to do in Australia. I think a raised one is where you just build it and it's not like into the actual garden. It's a complete no in Australia to that. Anyway, enjoy your pool party, Emily. I'm not jealous. This Sunday on Radio 1, it is the last ever weekly edition of the official chart of the weekend, and it's Clara's last turn presenting it before it moves to Fridays. So, because it's been mammoth and for a very long time on Sundays on Radio 1, we're turning this Sunday into chart day and we're playing the biggest hits of each year. So every hour from 6 a.m, you can hear the top 20 from every year starting in 2005 until today. And that will lead us up to the final weekly Sunday official chart before it moves to Fridays this Sunday from 4 p.m. on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's chart day all day Sunday on Radio 1 to celebrate the chart success on a Sunday and move into Fridays. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's Marcus here.
Marcus, what's going on?
I've got a problem that I need your help with.
I love these stories. Tell me.
I am a farmer and agricultural contractor / engineer.
Sure.
And I go to a certain sort of DIY hardware store. And in there is a very nice looking girl that works there.
Okay. And you are single at the moment?
I am, yeah.
Okay. And you've seen this girl in this hardware store, which you have to go to for work, quite a lot.
Well, at least once a week, sometimes two or three.
Okay, and you obviously fancy her, but are you getting the signs that she is interested?
I think so, yes.
Why, what's happening?
Right, I'm walking in, and basically you've got the normal store with the normal tills and that, and then beside that, there's a little private bit with two extra tills, and that's meant for the qualified electricians and plumbers.
And is that you?
I'm not, no, I'm just a simple farmer.
Right.
And basically, when I walk in and she sees me, she gives me a cheeky little smile and a nod to get me to go in that special bit.
So you get to go in like the VIP bit?
Pretty much, yeah.
If you will. It's, I mean, it's not really, but it's for the established farmer, which is not you at the moment.
It's not me at the moment, no.
So by giving you access to that special till, you're thinking, yeah, she likes me.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And then we just have a nice, genuine chat, a bit of a catch-up.
Well, it sounds like it's going quite well. So where do you need me?
Well, basically, every time I go in there, she seems to be wearing a different name badge.
What do you mean?
Well, I've been in there several times now, and she's either had the name badge on Victoria or Lucy with an I.
Right, so she's got she's got two different names.
Yes, well, I mean, that might not even be her name. Her name might be Margaret or something, but she just hadn't worn that name badge yet.
Why is she wearing two different name badges? Do you think she has a day of, like, don't fancy being Lucy with an I today, I think I'll be Victoria?
Yeah, she could well do, yeah.
Well, this is fascinating. So you've been chatting with her and she's had Victoria clearly on her name badge, but then sometimes having a similar conversation and she's Lucy with an I.
You know, I'm puzzled now.
Are you sure it's definitely the same girl?
Definitely is, yeah.
I don't really know how I can help you from here. What do you need me to do?
I don't know, really, but I'm pretty sure they listen to Radio 1 in the store.
Okay. Oh, in
so
the
maybe
shop.
Maybe she might just hear it and then, yeah, and then get in touch.
Or what you could do, Marcus, is call the actual store.
Right, yeah, okay.
And then, I mean, it's 50-50 odds, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Do you ask for Victoria or do you ask for Lucy?
What about if I asked for Victoria and they put me on to Victoria. It's not actually her. She was just borrowing Victoria's name badge.
I don't understand why people would borrow each other's name badge.
Well, I don't either, but maybe because of maybe it's company policy that they've got to have a name badge on or something and she forgot it or something like that.
Yeah, sometimes you just forget it. So she just, maybe they say you've got to have a name badge, so
yeah,
you just go and get anyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you though, does it? Because you really like this girl.
I do, yeah.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
You call them, because I can't really get involved with this. You know what I mean, Marcus? I'm very busy.
Right, yeah, fair
but
enough.
What I'm going to do for you now is I'm going to toss a coin.
Right, yeah.
And then you're going to call the shop.
Yeah.
And ask for whatever the coin lands on, okay? So I'm saying heads for Victoria, tails for Lucy with an I.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah, ready.
It's heads for Victoria, tails for Lucy.
Yeah.
Heads, Victoria.
Head, Victoria, right.
So you ring that shop, Marcus, and you ask for Victoria with confidence.
Will do.
All right.
And then what? I'll just ask about a product or something.
I would just ask her straight out for a date.
Yeah, I suppose.
But also say, are you the one that lets me to the special tills so she knows who you are?
Yeah, she'll know who I am, I
yes,
reckon.
Yes, she will. You've been getting on very well, so just ask her out for a drink.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
All right, let me know how it goes.
No worries.
All right, love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Sam's been on saying, what happens if Lucy / Victoria is letting loads of farmers go to her special till? This has got heartbreak written all over it. Come to my special till, you young farmer. could be doing it to all the boys. Didn't even think of that. If you lose your name badge, you've got to wear someone's who was off that day, says Stuart. They do it at work all the time. And some people just wear, like, Beth when their name is Harry, just for lols. Like, the day just flies by at work, as you can imagine. Yeah, I don't know what to do about this. I mean, a lot of people are saying that they could be twins, Lucy and Victoria, to which I think all of the lads listening say, yes! Not necessarily bad news.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Alex has got a solid sunny 25 in Manchester. Sounding good in the Manchester sun. Dario G. Scott in Saltburn says, this is a legendary song. Craig in Worthing, I literally collapsed into my chair at work as soon as I heard the first bit of Sunshine by Dario G. It's just when you hear that, you're like, yes. This is my favourite summer banger, says Tom. You're making my afternoon a lot more bearable at work. Proper summer tune, says Vanessa. I cannot handle your choice of old school tunes at the moment, says Anna. Nailing it is an absolute understatement. Thank you, that sounded amazing, didn't it? Dario G, Sunshine on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills here. Just seen a tweet from Vicky Patterson, who played the wettest in Yoda Bingo earlier. She says, my clothes were still so wet when I tried to pack them this morning, they had to be abandoned at my hotel. So I mean, we've lost her some clothes there, because you don't want that thing. I think she was flying to Scotland to have a book signing. She's got that book out. Last thing you want is like to open your little carry-on case and it smells of wet dog. You know when the clothes go past that stage and it just smells stale and horrible. So sorry about that, Vicky. Get you some new tracksuit bottoms next time I'll see you. Vicky Patterson, Innuendo Bingo, is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now and it is amazing. She got fully involved. Makeup running down the face, but she totally got it and really enjoyed it as well. So thank you, Vicky, for yesterday. It's one of my favourites, actually. So if you are one of these people that do innuendo bingo binges every now and again, where you watch one after the other on YouTube, make that the first one you watch in the chain this weekend, because it's a really good one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi to all the girls listening who are planning to go and see Magic Mike XXL with their girlfriends over the weekend. I heard a full-scale argument outside a pub last night between a boy and a girlfriend. He obviously didn't want to go, or he was annoyed that all the girls were going and he wasn't invited. One of the choice phrases I heard from him while they were mid-argument was like, I know, you've told me a million times how much you fancy him. I think they're talking about Channing Tatum. Is it really called Magic Mike XXL? Seriously.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's true, all the quite bad reviews of Magic Mike XXL doesn't seem to be putting anyone off, even though the plot's been described as flimsy as a G-string. Hello, Callum, who's been ongoing. Yep, all the girls in my office taking me to a midnight showing of Magic Mike XXL tonight. I'm like you, Mills, I couldn't say no. I know what you mean. Sometimes you just got to go, yeah, all right then, I'll be there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And I'm treated to Dev and Greg today on Real or No Real.
Hey!
Hello, gentlemen. Hello.
Legs are out today, aren't they?
Oh, all of the legs. Mm. All six legs are out.
Dev looks good in shorts.
Thanks,
he does,
man.
Actually. Yeah. I never get them out,
really
ever.
Shows off his toned legs, doesn't it?
Cheers. Yeah. I've been,
his toned legs and his toned skin.
Been stuck in these like slim fit black jeans. Yes. I started filming this documentary for the history of the Live Lounge. And you know, continuity, you have to wear the same clothes days in a row, don't you?
Oh, hon, and you must have been sweating out in them.
Hottest day of the year. I had slim fit black jeans on.
Did you see that Philip Schofield was recording the Christmas edition of Mr. and Mrs. on the hottest day of the year this week?
No way.
Yeah, Wednesday.
That's brilliant.
Put it on his Instagram. That's him just so sat good. There next to Santa.
I know. I saw that.
July the 1st.
I saw that Richard off of Pointless, they were doing their Christmas one this week as well. So I think it must be the week to do it. On the hottest day. Okay, here's Real or No Real, a selection of facts. Real or not, though, that's what I want to know.
British DJ and producer Duke Dumont is soon to become Lord Dumont after purchasing a small Scottish island.
It's got a good ring to it, isn't it?
Lord Dumont.
Well, it's as ludicrous as Duke Dumont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord Dumont.
What's the difference between a lord and a duke?
I don't know. A small Scottish island, maybe.
But, I mean, Duke Dumont, massive, had quite a few hits. Need You 100% yeah. And the, all the others.
Well, The Giver.
The Giver.
It's the new one.
But has he got enough to make a small Scottish island to buy one, do you think?
He's definitely got enough money to buy. Yeah.
Really?
No, come on.
No, I'm saying that's Calvin Harris money.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Well, I think Duke Dumont has. He does a lot of gigs.
Right.
And he gets paid a lot of money. People know that name, so they'll go and watch that name.
I don't think he's on that kind of money yet.
I think he's on great money.
And also,
I wouldn't speculate, but I would
why would he buy a little Scottish island?
Why not?
That's like a retirement plan.
Well, maybe he's planning ahead.
And maybe...
It's good to have a plan, Dev. You've got to put a bit away for the radio.
Got to have an exit strategy, haven't you?
Yeah.
I was going to say...
Get the parachute ready.
I was going to say, so he doesn't be not recognised, but I wouldn't know him if he stood up in my suit.
Oh, what, to keep a low profile?
Yeah.
Didn't the estate agent would have just gone, why are you buying this again? Because, you know, people don't really know what you look like.
You know, you can always recognise Duke Dumont. Dangly earring. He wears a dangly earring.
Off of Pat Butcher?
Yeah. Tell you, if you Google him right now, you see his dangly little earring.
I'll look out for that. Yeah. But is Duke Dumont about to become a lord? Which means you can put lord in the drop down when you're ordering something off Amazon.
I think he's a lord.
No, I would love it to change from Duke to Lord, but no, I think this is nonsense. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no, made up.
You're a Lord, aren't you?
I'm a doctor, actually.
What?
Doctor of Arts.
Oh, you got one of those honorary doctorate things?
That's right.
What's that like, collecting one of them? Because you're in a room full of people who have studied for years and years to get it.
I'll tell you, Dev, it's really awkward.
Yeah. Is it? Do you know, I'm about to get one.
Are you?
And I want to talk to you about it.
Okay.
We need to talk at length about this.
On
actually.
Or off air?
Well, off air first, right. And then we'll bring the best bits to the radio.
Okay.
If I want to check my fears, are justified or not.
It's absolutely terrifying because you're right. There are people that have paid a lot of money, and have studied really hard, and then you turn up and go, "Good morning." Been on the radio for a while, and then like you're a doctor of arts, and then you get the little scroll and everything. What a great day, though. My family had a lovely time. Okay, Greg, whenever you want to talk to me about that, just let me know.
Oh, yeah.
And next.
New technology has been developed that will allow you to pay for an online transaction with a selfie.
How would that work?
Well, so is this instead of filling out all your details and that, you just go... It's like face recognition. Like, on passports now, you can do that too, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you go in the...
The special booth.
The quick queue.
Yeah, but now everyone's got the electric ones. Then that's the slow queue now.
Actually, it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Because there's only a few of the computerised ones. So everyone's like, oh, I've got my brand new state-of-the-art chipped passport. See you later. And they're in the queue, which is actually longer now than the old school one.
Yeah, and also...
So there's about 30 booths with the old one.
If I do go to the faster one, which is now not the faster one, the one with the chip recognition... I'm always behind the person that's putting their passport face down, but it's not working. It's still like a massive X. There's no green light. Why am I always behind that person?
There's a massive X and they just get dragged away.
Yeah.
I know they did...
It's just Toblerone!
I know they did facial recognition and also cashless payment at Download Festival this year. Whoa. So... It's moving pretty fast, isn't it? So technology, guys.
The world is moving pretty fast.
So I could see this being pretty feasible. Paying for something with a selfie facial recognition.
It saves a lot of time. You just do a selfie or pick one that you like from your photo library and off you go.
I'm quite jealous of the people who have already got the contactless payments.
So
those are pretty snazzy, aren't they?
Why? That's not that new.
Is it not?
Not really.
I thought it's been around the last couple of weeks.
But when you're
couple of weeks?
When you're in a sandwich shop and you see someone do it, you're like, how dare you? I want to do that.
Do you not do it?
No,
I do it.
No,
get with the programme.
My bank doesn't do it yet.
Come on.
Yeah, me too. So snazzy.
Get with the programme. It's amazing. And also, they ask you every single time, and you feel very special. They go, could we use contactless, please, sir? I go, yes, you may.
We're only 20 quid, up to 20 quid, right?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Swipe away, sir.
I want this to be real. Yeah, I'm going real with this one.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. It's coming, lads. So you will be able to pay for an online transaction with a selfie probably within 6 months.
Oh, thanks very much.
And there
it's
we
like
are.
Tomorrow's world.
almost anything you saw on Tomorrow's World still hasn't happened.
No, not,
even though it was on telly not, 20 years ago.
No, not true. I remember what. Okay, I remember watching it. I remember watching one.
Hi, kids.
No. I remember watching this. Okay, and there was an amazing one, which was the guy said, "One day you'll be able to scan your own items from a supermarket and walk out without paying." And it happened.
Oh. It's changed lives,
hasn't it?
Did unexpected they, item in a bag area.
Yeah, did they predict that?
I don't think they predicted that little bit. No.
Assistant is needed. And finally,
Lord Alan Sugar is offering to loan out his luxury Rolls Royce to students attending school proms.
No right. way.
You should know the answer to this one, Greg.
Misery guts.
Isn't he, though?
You tell your Alan Sugar story, I'll tell mine.
He is so grumpy.
Yes, I love that.
Off air, on air. Not saying it's a bad thing, by the way, because that's what you want out of the interview, but there's no way this is real.
I remember, I don't know whether it was the last one he did or maybe the time before, because you've done quite a lot with him, and he was so rude.
Well, because the thing was, it was very much like... It was like I was speaking to my actual uncle and I was eight. And you just annoy someone and then you just go, oh, it's working.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep annoying him. I'm going to keep prodding the bear in
he
the face.
He wasn't happy though, was he?
And I was like, oh, can we go and play tennis together?
No.
Well, can I go in your car?
No.
I went, but it's cool, isn't it? The door's open the other way. He went, a bit sad, aren't you? Talking about my car.
That was it. What's your one, Dan?
Me and Gemma Kearney interviewed him years ago on One Extra, and he was supposed to do two links with us about young entrepreneurs. And he did one link, and we went to go to a record, like, oh, okay, so we're going to talk more with Sir Alan Sugar. And you can hear him in the background tapping his watch, going, no, gonna go, guys, but I just left.
Actually tapping his watch.
You can hear him tapping his watch. Who does that? Just left.
Tapping the wall.
He got bored, just left the studio, like, oh, okay, bye.
My favourite story about him is he keeps in shape by using a tiny fork.
What do you mean?
It's in his book.
What do you mean?
When he goes to restaurants. So he doesn't eat loads, he uses a tiny knife and fork.
No, that's like...
What, like off of airports?
That's real.
That's like having a spoon with a hole in the middle or something. So you can't
it's
eat
real,
much.
It's in Alan Sugar book. So he doesn't, like, he hardly eats what's on his plate.
Ludicrous. Well, but eventually just eats it slower. He eats it more slowly, surely.
Well, just eats less because you can't put as much on the fork. Oh, well, I've just found one of your awkward moments with the Lord. Here we go.
I've got a bit of script, if you wouldn't mind reading it. From Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
Not really.
One little bit?
No, I don't do stunts.
Stunts! That little bit?
No. Move on.
You sure?
Yeah.
Move on!
Not a stunt, I'm asking you to read something.
I don't do stunts. I'm asking you to zip line off the building. Although...
Oh, apparently I am a lord.
Oh, wow.
Someone just sent me a picture of the certificate. I didn't even know that.
I always suspected.
Yeah, I did as well. And I am.
Who knew?
I'm a lord. So does Alan Sugar loan out his Rolls Royce to students attending school proms?
No way.
So I reckon someone in his team would have been like, you've got to change your image, your public image, Alan. You've got to be nicer. And there's probably a little bit of money to be made in here. Do you reckon it comes installed with like an Amstrad computer in the back seat as well? Real. I want this to be real.
Amstrad emailer.
That one is real.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Oh, hang on. So someone tweeted him to ask last night and he said yes, but for a 200 grand security deposit. So I think he's probably joking, but he did say yes. 200 grand.
And 200 grand security deposit. Yeah. Great.
And thanks, Lord Sugar. At the end of that round of real or no real, I can tell you that Greg got 10, Dev got 30. Yay! So last ever Feet Up Friday today.
Yeah, last ever Feet Up Friday.
Sad face.
We've reached the end of the road.
Everything good like that has to end at some point.
All good things come to an end. It's happening today because the official chart starts next Friday on my show.
Really excited about that.
It's going to be great. And it's just a shame, you know. Let's just change, guys. We've got to get used to it.
Yeah.
It's the last Feet Up Friday today, so we're going to go out on a high today.
And then the brand new official chart starts next Friday. Dev, you're on tomorrow morning.
That's right. Jada Pinkett Smith live in the studio after 9:30. I'm going to try an audition for the next... I nearly called it Mad Max. It's not called that, is it? Magic Mike. There we go. I'll be auditioning live for Magic Mike 3 in front of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Just don't just be careful if she says, I don't do stunts. Because it's really awkward.
Is windmill a stunt?
That is the ultimate stunt.
Right.
Next week, the show moves to mornings because Grimmy's off and I'm on 6.30 starting Monday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Meanwhile, 1 till 4 p.m. is Matt Edmondson.